I am from the etcetera group. The ETC group wants to reiterate the positions that we presented on behalf of civil society organizations and farmer organizations attending as observers at GB4 in Bali in March on this particular agenda item on cooperation of the Commission with other intergovernmental instruments and institutions. On the issue of the relationship of the Commission with the trusts, with the Svalbard Global Seed Vault, and the treaty, we believe that the relationship between the CGRFA, the Commission, the treaty, the trust, and the Global Seed Vault should be reviewed to ensure that the depositor's sovereignty over stored value, over the stored vault accession, should be taken on board. Funding policies for duplicating and transporting accessions to the vault, namely through the funds provided by the trust, should be reviewed. On the relationship of the Commission with the CBD and WIPO, we closely follow the rapid pace of metagenomics research and note the serious implications of current developments on the future of genetic resources conservation and utilization. It is already possible to map a human genome in approximately 10 days for $5,000. Some industry sources believe it would be possible within 2 years to map the genome of any species for a few hundred dollars in 15 minutes. Already, the so-called digital DNA genomes are being regularly uploaded to the internet, and the synthetic biology makes it practicable to download digital genome maps, and with genetic synthesis machinery, construct artificial sequences circumventing the standard material transfer agreements and any known capacity to prohibit biopiracy. In view of these rapid developments that might take the treaty and any access and benefit-sharing agreements obsolete in the near future, CSOs propose that the Commission explore these implications on the conservation and utilization of genetic resources for food and agriculture. On the relationship of the Commission with the UNFCCC, the CBD, and the WIPO, in 2008, etcetera group released its first report on the efforts of, big agricultural transnational companies to monopolize genetically engineered climate-ready traits intended to withstand environmental stresses. A second report on patenting trends and climate-ready traits was published in October 2010. Between June 2008 and June 2010, the gene giants and their biotech partners submitted at least 261 inventions, quote-unquote, related to climate-ready crops to patent offices around the world seeking monopoly protection. Many of these patent claims are for so-called climate-ready gene sequences that are found in many of the agricultural species, including all or most of the materials covered under Annex 1 of the treaty. And some of these extend to the end uses of plant materials as food or feed. The etcetera group and our partner NGO strongly propose to the Commission to review these patents and take into account their implications for national food sovereignty and food security, and to consider either suspending or rejecting such patents or applications. It is further requested for the Commission to bring this issue to the attention of the legal office of the FAO to consider whether or not these patents violate the treaty. And lastly, on the relationship of the Commission with the CGIAR, under the FAO-CGIAR MOU in 1994, it is the responsibility of the CGIAR to consult with the FAO and its Commission on proposed policy changes related to the conservation of or accessibility to designated materials or germplasm. The center are obliged to fully consider all of the proposals of the Commission in any of these policy changes. In view of the recent changes in the intellectual property policy of, some specific centers, namely CIMIT and ERIE, and the recent developments on the formulation of an intellectual property policy for the CGIAR consortium, we urge the Commission to look closely into the implementation of this provision of Article 6 in the MOU, in the FAO-CGIAR MOU of 1994. Thank you, Chair.